Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Takes all types.
That's really, if you lose your medic alert, so where do you keep it? The information and stuff, like.
Well, it's on this bracelet.
It's on the bracelet.
But you don't have a necklace. Sometimes people wear a necklace.
Yeah, you could do that too. And I also have this on the back of my phone, like a little thing for them to scan. All right. So, you know, got to have backups.
Wow. It's smart. It may save your life one day, but that is, like, I thought you were going to say something like, well, in retirement, you know, me and Marion, we're going to do matching tattoos with hearts made of yarn or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a Carl Sagan tattoo, which I always wanted to do, but never had the money. But now in retirement.
We can get you one of those fall down, I can't get up necklaces if you'd like.
Yeah.
That could be a good retirement.
It's still a thing.
Yeah. I mean, those commercials were like, people loved those commercials with those old women falling down. Why was that such a sensation with the old women? I've fallen and I can't get up.
There's a version of that still runs.
Is the clapper still around too?
That I don't know.
Remember, those commercials, I feel like, were hand in hand. The woman who fell with the life alert thing and then the clapping for the lights.
Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
See, that's like, you never forget that.
But it's so sad. It's this old woman who's fallen down and can't get up, and yet we laughed at it.
But she could shoot a commercial.
Yeah, well, true.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I don't care.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough studio. It is Boomer and Geo. It's all good. It's slump busting. Yeah, that's what we're doing here today as we're talking about the Mets and Yankees. If you want to join the show, 888-808-1019 on the official first day of summer. Traffic was massive yesterday with a day off for Juneteenth for many. And I think people were starting their holiday weekend, but their weekend early, their summer weekend early.
Yeah, maybe they wanted a four-day weekend or something. But all I know is that, you know, I got up on the service road to Horace Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of people in Queens that double park on that road is absolutely insane.
It's criminal.
It is criminal. I mean, and the cars are just sitting there with their flashers going and nobody in the car. Like somebody went in to grab a sandwich or something and just left their car double parked in the second lane.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, and I love you guys. I love you UPS guys, you FedEx guys. You guys double park in there too.
Well, they got to make the deliveries.
I know they do, but they can move up about another 30 feet and there's a place where they can park up against the curb.
Okay.
And I think more people would be understanding about that. But I mean, it took me from here to Manhasset yesterday, almost an hour and 40 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it took me, which is insane, which means it would have taken me probably 2 hours and 25 minutes to get home. But obviously, I went to Manhasset. Well, first thing I did.
I know they're building the elephant walls on the LIE over there.
Yeah, I know.
How about that one set of elephant walls that looks like the fake rock?
Yeah, I know.
It looks like the stuff you buy it and it says that it looks like rock, but it's not rock.
It's
you
like
put
the
it
paving
above your
stone.
Fireplace.
It's like the paving
stones. Well, the paving stones, I don't mind. They're fine.
No. I'm saying it's kind of like that type of look, kind of. You know, like the cheesier paving stones.
Yeah, it looks like they pressed them in, I don't know, some manufacturing area and then brought them in and put them up. And it's, I don't know. Why didn't they just put up the PVC fencing? Jesus.
It would have been on brand. You know, so I ended up, this is what I did yesterday because I knew we had to be in Manhasset at 1 o'clock and it was, you know, 3 hours from the time that the show ended till there. And there's this place on Instagram, this Italian restaurant that posts these unbelievable pictures of their food. I mean, it shows up in my feed all the time. It's wonderful stuff. So
there was these two things that I wanted to try that they had put up there. That I mean, I'm talking for like the last year I've looked at this stuff. So it's in Merrick, the place.
You went down to Merrick before you went to Manhasset?
I did, yeah. Took me an hour and 40 minutes to get to Merrick. It was fine. It put 20 minutes back up to Manhasset because north-south was fine.
Yeah, but only if you get on, you know, maybe, what'd you get on? One of the parkways?
Yeah, what did I do? It was Cross Island, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
And I think Robert Moses was drunk when he built the Sprain Parkway.
So anyway.
Thank God.
So I go, it takes me an hour and 40 minutes to get to this place. And the thing that I saw that I wanted to have.
They didn't have it.
I didn't see it out. Like, they had all their, like, slices and stuff out, and they didn't have this out. And I would just, it was an hour and 40 minutes I'm in the car. So, like, I'm thinking, do I go up to the guy and be like, hey, this thing that you posted on Instagram 2 weeks ago, can you make that for me? And I just said, no, screw it. I says, give me that slice, and sit down, and I'm going to eat it. So I didn't wait that hour and 40-minute trip to Merrick to not even get the thing that I wanted to get.
Which is really annoying. I mean, north-south on Long Island is a pain in the ass, too, unless you take one of the parkways.
No, it ended up being fine. It actually ended up being fine. That was fine. The hour and 40 minutes, though. I don't know what it's going to be like today. I'm hoping most people
Meadowbrook?
I honestly don't remember. I was down there. I ended up going Grand Central, which was a disaster. And then I started going Waze Maze all over the place.
Yeah, well, they're working on the Grand Central, which turns into the Northern Parkway in Nassau County, almost at the same spot that they're working on the LIE in Queens. Like, they're almost parallel next to each other, so it paralyzes traffic on both arteries.
And then I ended up down on the Southern State, and then it was 24S was the exit to get off of for the Merrick.
Man, you really did go out of the way.
Yeah, but then it was just straight north. It was honestly, it was 20 minutes north to get to Manhasset. That was fine. It was just getting out there. It was an hour and 40 minutes getting out there.
Yeah, that's whatever. But it's the
traffic season.
Yeah, it is traffic season, you know, and it's part of it, and they're doing infrastructure. So we're big infrastructure guys.
We are. We've been saying that for years.
You know, we laud LaGuardia Airport. I saw where it was named the number one airport in terms of cost per day. If you are traveling through there or staying around there.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes 100% sense.
Yeah. I've not been in the new LaGuardia yet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it really beautiful?
It is. No, it is. They did a great job compared to what it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a complete crap hole. I understand. I just figured they would do a half-assed job on it, you know?
No. They're not going to do a half-assed job on that or...
Everything's a half-assed job these days.
No, it's not.
Half-ass.
You think half-assery. That you think that that LI thing is a half-ass job? That's a hard job.
What the?
You're trying to work and build all those.
I'm not saying it's not hard, but it's this.
I mean, that's hard work, man. You're out there with all those maniacs. And
I'm not
cars
saying it's not hard work. It is hard work.
Motorcycles that don't have license.
It's just not
plates.
The same. Like you couldn't build the Brooklyn Bridge again today. It wouldn't happen.
No,
maybe this just wouldn't be as good.
Well, I mean, how many people died building the Brooklyn Bridge?
How many?
I'm not sure. There have been, just like the tunnels.
We're going over, what's your over-under on the deaths building the Brooklyn Bridge?
I'm going to say 20.
So like 19 and a half, you think? I'm going to go under on that.
But one of the AI says at least 27.
There you go.
All right, wrong again. 27 people.
Yeah, hence the need for unions and OSHA.
Let's go to Brad in White Plains, who joins us on this Feel Good Friday. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, Boomer and G, I love the program.
Oh, all right, thanks man. Brad. What's happening?
Listen, I just got to give you an update on the clapper. I'm a big fan of the product. I use it for Christmas tree lights indoors.
Okay.
So you have kids. I raised four kids. You want to be Clark Griswold with the indoor Christmas tree lights, but who wants to bend down to plug them in? You walk in the room, you give it one clap, the whole room illuminates. Big fan of the clapper.
And did you buy the clapper like back in the 90s when it was popular and it still works today?
Bought it back with the pet rock, I think, probably, which still works.
Good stuff, Brad. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been in a home where someone was clapping and turning their lights on.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I only remember the commercial. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that most Christmas trees now come with a floor button where you could just step on it.
Yeah, I don't have that either. Now I'm thinking I need to get one or two of those because it's true. Bending down and pulling that to get a bigger tree, you got to get behind there. The bristles and stuff are getting in your face.
You just get the plug that has the button on it. You step on it.
Okay. Clapping's more fun, though.
It is. But he said it lit up the whole room.
Yeah, just
but then
like that.
The problem with that is somebody else can clap too and then turn it off.
Yeah, and then if you're like laughing and you clap and then your whole house is going off, that's the design flaw there.
Right. Someone's like, oh man, that's so funny. It was made for people not wanting to get out of bed to turn the lights off in the bedroom.
Maybe that's why they used to run with the woman who was down on the floor, because it was just older people who had a tough time getting around. So let's create something to help them out.
Oh, whatever their marketing plan was, it certainly stuck with us.
Oh, yeah, all these years, 100%. I mean, the clapper and the life alert. That was what it was called, life alert, right? Falling in and I can't get up.
Yes.
Huge ones. Huge 90s TV commercials. Oh, blue blockers, yeah. Remember the blue blocker commercials?
Those were the glasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a guy who
the
like...
harmful rays of the sun.
Yeah, there was an old infomercial where a guy was doing a rap about blue blockers. If anybody remembers that, they were like out on like Muscle Beach out in California. They gave this guy blue blockers and he did the rap, and then he was asking for money afterwards. And then I also remember Minko having a big problem pronouncing blue blockers back in the day. Blue blockers.
I have the rap if you'd like to hear
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Blue blockers. Mm.
All right, now, I'm real fast. Let me tell you what I think, and this shall come to pass. My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah, I got to get me some. Everything is groovy now. No bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek. I'm more than a hip hopper, and I'll be cheek in my blue blockers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do I mean? Yes, these sunglasses are really, really keen. So there you have it, folks, out there in TV land. Get you some glasses that sweep in the land. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip hopper, yeah. Go get you some blue blockers. Mm. Nah, you just been sweet. I'll see you later. I gotta make some money on the beach.
Oh, and that was all apparently off the top of his head.
Are these the same blue blocker sunglasses that are out there today?
It'd have to be, I would imagine.
Sports sponsored by Unisys and also brought to you by Bloodlocker Sunglasses, inviting you to register to win a vacation for two at bloodlocker.com. Desert or beach, pick your summer vacation and get a collection of Bloodlocker sunglasses, bloodlocker.com. Whitney Ports.
How did you remember that?
I don't know. All these pieces of audio that I first got to WFAN, you got to remember, when you're a listener, you don't know any of this stuff. Like, you're not thinking about it. And then when I showed up as an intern and people started playing these things, it was some of the funniest moments of my life. And I would never forget it.
You think the disappearing big intern that we had here is thinking the same way you thought when you were an intern?
Probably. Probably. You know, I'm sure he's hearing things, seeing things, thinking things. You know, and it's just he's a sponge right now. I was a sponge back then.
Yes.
I could go over all sorts of pieces of audio and stuff. But yeah, with the blue blockers...
But you must have been. Were you producing when Minko went through that?
No, I think it was actually before I was working here. This had to be the 90s, another one of these 90s things. Blah blockers. Plus, Minko sounded very young there. That was very young Minko. A little bit deeper of a voice, sort of just powering through. And the blah blockers.
It's real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I got an issue.
Yeah.
So you go back to the commissary. Somebody had fish. Somebody had to eat fish.
Fish in a microwave?
Because somebody threw fish either in the garbage can.
You can't do that.
Or they had fish in a microwave. You were back there. Did you smell it?
You know, I didn't smell it.
Why are we having fish at 9 a.m. on a Friday?
I don't think anybody cooked fish. I think somebody had fish and threw it out.
From last night, you mean?
Or yesterday. I saw they had all those signs for all that different food back there.
Yeah. It's definitely Dove. If Dove's here, it's Dove.
You think he's here. Fish?
He is here. I would say he only just got here within the last 20 minutes or so, though.
Yeah, I mean, I spent years in a control room with him while he ate the smelliest foods. In the world. So much so we got in a fight about it, and he did the show, ran the board from Studio C while I was in the main studio so he could eat his lunch. That's how stubborn both of us were.
Yeah, but it's bad back there.
So it's got to be Dove's fish.
I don't know. I don't want to.
There's no one else
Dove.
Here.
I'm not accusing him of anything.
I'm accusing him.
It could have been overnight last night.
No, I was back there this morning. I didn't smell anything.
Oh, you go back there and you smell it. No,
I believe it smells
like fish.
But then it's got to be recent.
Smells like fish.
There's Dove. He's got his hands up
in
the air.
Definitely Dove. Yeah, definitely his fish.
Dove said no fish today. Not him.
No fish today. But the next time you smell fish, chances are.
Did he have fish yesterday?
No.
And throw out fish in the garbage can.
Saltines in the newsroom yesterday. Sardines in the newsroom.
Sardines on saltines.
That's unbelievable.
Sardines yesterday. So maybe it's the can that he threw out.
No.
Why would he throw it out back there?
I have
got a million
no idea.
Trash cans in the newsroom here.
But it smells like fish.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What did he say? Hot tuna?
Hot tuna? Oh, man. It's brutal.
What was that, Al? Was the last thing Dove said?
He said he threw it out in the newsroom, and he bagged it before he threw it out. Like, he tried to do all he could to protect the scent.
See, he knows. See, like,
he's turn-off trained as
when
well.
You're like, I'm not accusing Dove. I
said, I'm not.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I am. That's what. Anytime there's fish smell, I'm going right to him. And he's just got that reputation.
I did not know that he had that reputation of fish smell. Like, if you, like... Does he smell like a fish?
No. He eats a lot of stinky things. So sardines, tuna, stuff like that. There he is. Yeah. Hey, Dove.
Harris Allen used to microwave fish in the overnight. Sometimes you'd get here, woo.
God.
Like a salmon.
Who did?
Harris Allen.
Celebratory cream pie.
God. I always thought that was just Craig ordering food at 4 in the morning.
No, he would do like a whole meal.
Ugh.
How did you have that? Oh, my God.
I mean... That is just Eddie at his finest.
There's no one else here today. Barely anybody here.
Well, it has to be from the party from yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody had fish at the party.
Well, no, what party did we have here?
There wasn't a party yesterday.
We were back there like earlier today. Like,
yeah.
It didn't smell anything.
Yeah.
Well, now it's finally reeking. I'm telling you, it's coming out of that garbage can. I feel bad for Yusef.
Want to call him? He's not here today,
really,
in this building. But he's
what were
around.
They celebrating? There was a party. Yesterday.
I believe it was like a Pride Month party or something.
But that
like
was 2 days ago.
Yeah, that was 2 days.
Because you were here. It was 2 days
office
ago.
Office was closed yesterday.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Also, no one took out the garbage.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Holiday, no garbage.
I was back there this morning. I've got a keen sense of smell.
Yeah, I was too. I didn't smell anything.
Fish. It's got to be new fish.
it is god awful.
Okay. I'll go back there.
It's unfortunate. Not what you want on a feel-good summer Friday.
Bunch of animals.
Sure this wasn't friendly fire?
No.
Okay.
My fish don't stink.
Oh, man. All right. CeeLo?
Yeah, real quick on the baseball. Got some other things to get to. Mets swept in Atlanta, 6 straight losses. The Yankees ended their 6-game skid, beat the Angels yesterday. So to set the stage for tonight, you got the Mets and the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park, 7:15 Odyssey Mets Radio. Blade Tidwell up from Syracuse to make his second career start. He is opposed by Zach Wheeler. You got Max Fried on the mound for the Yanks. The Orioles come to the Bronx pregame 6:25 here on the Fan and the free Odyssey app. Now, we got BT and Sal and Evan and Tiki at Fanatics Fest today, leading into Yankees baseball. Boomer, if you would, we did this morning. Could you hold up that BT and Sal
baseball card? There it is.
Yes. So they had that
made
up.
I think Sal looks great.
Right.
I didn't realize that Sal was bigger than BT, as I said this morning.
Right. And I had said to you that I thought BT's reaction to this would be poor or negative. He'd be a little upset about it.
Why would he be upset about it?
I mean, he looks great.
Yeah.
And we have our baseball cards out there as well. And also a special edition Eddie card, an Alan Jerry card.
Well, that's fun.
Or a Geo card.
As it pertains to the midday show, sure enough, Here was Sal presenting BT with this very same card from yesterday.
Last year we had those made.
Yeah, on a baseball card. Ooh. I love it, dude. These, so you got to see the show BT that because I've
look
seen it before.
Look at this.
I'll read that. Yeah, look at it. BT and Sal card right there. It's fantastic. Isn't that great?
What the hell are you taller from me? Why are you taller than me? What is this?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you didn't notice that or you're being facetious? How did you not notice that?
I just looked at
you're like 5 inches taller than me. You look like Aaron Judge.
My forearms are pretty big there.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
You don't I did like it.
You don't like that?
I mean, I like it, but it's not accurate.
Well, look at my forearms. That's not accurate either. I'm not complaining.
Forearms are jacked.
They look huge. But, in that.
Why would you complain? They gave you muscles.
This is AI. Oh, I thought I liked that.
You look good. You're not bigger than me.
So he was clearly a little miffed by that. Maybe you guys were in on this. I took the bait just like BT did.
Wait, what are you studying your forearms for, you nut job?
Because they stand out like a sore thumb.
You think they're that big?
But it's not real, by the way.
No, I know, but you think...
No, I'm saying that one's not the real one that we're using.
Oh, it's not?
No, we're just messing with you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You guys are assy. I mean, I didn't really care that much here. But I mean,
pretty well.
I mean, come on. It's like having Gio taller than Boomer.
Or Big Intern being taller than Boomer as well. Yeah. So, you know.
You go, thank you. Al, who is the gal you were talking to in the hallway back there?
She works at 1027 WNEW.
Oh, she does. Okay, yeah. And she said to me that, man, your intern's really big. I said, yeah, he's ginormous when he's here.
What was she doing down here, discarding her fish?
Yeah, that could be the fish culprit right there. I'm taking you guys back there after the show, and you're going to sniff.
I mean, listen, there's someone down here that's not normally down here, and all of a sudden we got fish smell. And I'm going to go down to the 10th floor and throw my fish away.
Oh.
I'm going to microwave my fish. I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to throw out the remnants down here.
Oh, God.
Not to punish my colleagues.
How did Kevin the intern come up a little bit ago?
We're talking about Tom Izzo's brother, and Eddie believes that he's on steroids.
And you referenced Kevin the intern and how Minko then went on his, I think it was a college radio show back in the day. So Minko's on as a guest, as a favor to Kevin.
You found this audio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had it saved. And he's Mink's mid-answer about something. And little did he know that Kevin, as it turned out, was actually only the co-host of that show.
Way back then, there were blackouts. And there were blackouts.
Yeah, I remember those. On Andy the Walrus.
Some grown old man going by the nickname Andy the Walrus just completely cuts him off mid-sentence to introduce himself. And he did it again later in the same interview.
Yeah, hi, I'm Andy the Walrus, and I'm a big fan.
Big fan. So I'm not sure if Gio remembers this part, but after the guy says he's a big fan, he starts going down memory lane with Mink, and to the point where Gio took that audio. This is long before his Pittsburgh days when we were bored out in the newsroom just having some fun. Put together a little piece in honor of this guy referring to himself as the Walrus.
I recall growing up shows like Bill Mazur or down in Philadelphia, guys like Don Henderson, Steve Fagel.
Andy the Walrus with John Minko.
This is the stuff that I did. I vaguely remember that. But instead of booking guests, I'm doing that. Oh, my God.
You had some gems, man. You had the Beningo rubber band ball. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every time we did that.
And then my personal favorite, Mike at the Big East tournament. From one segment, just the
back after this. I kept a rubber band ball of Joe going. It was an audio rubber band ball of him just going, ay. And anytime I'd hear that, I'd just add it on to the next. It was like a minute and a half.
Where is that?
That's somewhere back. I probably have that somewhere. But can't grab that at the exact moment.
I'm Andy the Walrus, and I'm a big fan.
You can actually picture him with like little flippers, too. That's what he's answering.
I'm Andy the Walrus, and I'm a big fan.
And the combination.
So I turn my mic on, I can't reach it.
Oh, my God. What? No offense to Kevin, but he had a very high-pitched voice. Yeah, you have this older gentleman that's co-hosting.
The wolf in the walrus.
That was like Alan Paul.
Oh, man.
Remember the Alan Paul show?
Yeah, it was a good podcast. Yeah.
Didn't the wolf and the walrus have a falling out or something?
Probably.
Nice. Yeah.
I lost track of Kevin a while ago.
It was probably woman related, you know, knowing those two.
Anyway, NBA Finals Game 6. The Pacers extend this series with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder, as you had six guys in double figures, including Tyrese Halliburton, who did play, so they push it to a Game 7, which will be Sunday night. I guess it came out, the addition to the story yesterday is Shedeur Sanders stopped not once but twice for speeding. So you got the 101 and the 60, and then a 91 and a 65.
Jesus.
So Shedeur, I saw this clip. I guess it's some sort of charity or fundraiser softball game. I don't even know if this is related, but the audio.
No, it is related.
It is. It is related. So you've heard this? All right. Yeah. So this was him, I guess, addressing the speeding incident.
I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned
from the real people.
I learned.
It's a little bizarre. So that's why I wondered if this was like audio of him from something in the past, and they just kind of put it with that.
No, I think it was at a charity Cleveland Browns softball game.
It looked that way. Yeah. Had the jersey
and people were asking him.
Yeah.
You know, or somebody did ask him in the media, and his response is just
a little strange,
bizarre.
Now, I did see some of the body cam footage from the police officer that stopped him, and everything seemed, you know, fine there and respectful, and actually let the girlfriend off with she didn't get a ticket. They just wrote him a ticket, but I don't know.
Well, she was only going 91. He was going 110 or something.
101 to 60. So anyway, let's get to moment of the day, shall we? Gio brought up the concept early this morning of the slump buster to Boomer, because the Mets are obviously in this rut. So he had to explain that concept to him a bit with some details included.
Like one of the single guys beds someone who is extremely unattractive. Mark Grace told us about this. Not me. I didn't make this up.
Mark Grace doesn't seem like the guy that would be talking about that to us.
He did, right, Al?
I believe he's pretty religious, isn't he?
No, I don't believe so.
No? I thought he was.
He told that story for many years on Jim Rome's show.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Slump buster.
Chubby chaser.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I can't. Can I read this?
I think the Mets need a slump buster. Who would you pick?
Hold on. Wait. I don't want to. All right. A slump buster is when you have to take one for the team. It's finding the biggest, nastiest, fattest broad.
Oh.
You put the wood to it. Just break out of your slump. He said it's also known as jumping on a grenade for the team.
This is his quote.
Okay, all right, I'm not saying it.
All right.
Then you get a little bonus part two as Darren from Wisconsin later checked in. They had his own local spin on it. This was when, I guess, buddies lost some sort of bet, and then there was a punishment.
We called it going hog. And also, It's basically entertainment for all your friends, because you go to the bar, you have a beer, a few beers, and then you get to watch your boy go hogging.
Then you start wrestling some hogs.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my God, that's great.
Thanks, Darren. It's very funny, and I can imagine in Wisconsin, probably not hard to find the hogs.
I had no idea where that was going.
Yeah, that's something I feel like, you know, if you're coming last place in fantasy football leagues, maybe
you gotta go out and hog.
You gotta go hogging.
Let's not. Maybe the Mets can do some version of that down in Philadelphia this weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, let's hope.
They're trying to figure out which guy has to take the bait.
Yeah.
Yeah, we named a couple dudes.
A couple options
out there.
Maybe I'll tell you what. I know he's a pitcher, not a hitter, but Blade Tidwell comes up tonight. Rookie. Mm. Rookie spot, second career start. Send him out tonight.
I don't know his personal life, but Francisco Alvarez.
No, well, he's got a new baby now.
He does.
Just had that new baby.
Can't do that.
Can't be going hogging on a newborn.
Bob Ronnie Mauricio.
Yeah.
I could use it right now.
Yeah. Mauricio's not
Brett
bad.
Brett Beatty.
Yeah. Those are a couple.
Any of those young guys struggling with the stick right now.
That's right. Big sticks struggling. Mm-hmm. All right, CeeLo, we'll see you Monday. maybe?
Oh, no, you will not.
Okay, oh, that's right. We got Schwartz Monday.
Schwartz.
Schwartz.
I'll be in the Poconos.
All right, very good. Enjoy. Yeah. You got a nice little weekend. You got the...
Got SNY softball, too, since we don't play around here anymore.
That's right.
Got the big Sunday at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn.
Oh, Maimonides. Nice. Right.
There
you
go.
Have a great time, man.
Yeah.
So you got the Travelers, and you got Poconos, and everything else.
Softball, yeah.
Awesome.
What's going on?
Look at CeeLo, finally enjoying his life. Only took him, what, 40 years?
Not quite. Like, trying to pack a lot into this final year of my 30s.
He's finally having some fun. Good for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on a feel-good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And once we're done at 10 o'clock, we're going to be out at Fanatics Fest for the rest of the day. BT and Sal out there at 10 and then 2 p.m. Evan and Tiki. So I know that Carlos Mendoza is going to be doing the Rico Bronya podcast, going back and forth somehow. From Philadelphia to get this done, to be a guest on the Bronya podcast, and it's been confirmed, so that's exciting for tomorrow for Evan, and hopefully they win tonight, because then, as we said, if they don't, Evan's going to be up in his grill, right in his face.
Yeah, I mean, what a place to have to show up, because I'm sure there'll be thousands of fans over there. It was hugely popular last year. I talked to a bunch of my buddies who took their kids there.
Yeah.
And they said they had a great time. So Fanatics, as Michael Rubin told us, decided to go all in again this year. It's not a moneymaker for them, but it is a promotional tour for them. And I think that if you're a sports fan and you love athletes and you love all the things that surround all the great sports that we cover here on a daily basis, Fanatics Fest is a celebration of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's what Michael Rubin's put together there is pretty impressive, because he looked at it and said, there's no Comic-Con for sports. There's no convention for sports.
Well, there used to be down in Atlanta. There used to be the Super Sports Show down in Atlanta.
Oh.
And I remember when I was playing that you would, part of your sneaker contract or your apparel contract, you'd have to make an appearance at one of their, you know, booths for about a couple hours and sign autographs.
Mm.
So I used to go down there for Nike. I remember going down there for Reebok. And then all of a sudden, I think that kind of stopped. But that was more, you know what that was more for? That was more for retailers meeting with manufacturers. There was a lot of business being done there, like at most conventions. This is not really a convention. This is a celebration of sports. And with all the athletes that are coming in this weekend, it has a different feel to it. So, and there are Topps card signings and things of that nature. So I think it's a combination of signings, podcasts, shows. You know, obviously WFAN is going to be there. It's a little bit more than what that Super Sports Show down in Atlanta used to be.
Yeah. And I hope that they get some guests. You know, all these guys are going to be there. I hope they put some guests on BT and Sal and Evan and Tiki right there on the set. Put some pressure on them. Hey, we're here doing some shows. Give us some dudes. They got some big time names out there.
Well, it's a good. It's a good for us. It's a great partnership with Fanatics.
Yeah.
And by the way, Fanatics is located right down the street from us.
Damn right.
Their headquarters
doing an amazing job.
Yep.
Let's go to Frank and Yonkers. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time caller, but after listening to your talking about the Life Alert and the Clapper, I had an interesting story with the Life Alert. One of our family members decided to get a Life Alert for my mother-in-law, my mother-in-law was 91 years old. She had a couple of issues where she fell down. And so they figured it would be a good idea, but I knew that she would never want to use it. But anyway, she had it in her pocketbook at a bridal shower, and the Life Alert kept going off. So we kept trying to call to find out what was going on, but in the meantime, they dispatched EMS to the location, and there was two young EMS people that came in, coming down the steps to where they were,
And all the ladies were getting excited because they thought that these guys were there to put it on performance for the bridal shower. But it was just an hysterical story. After I heard you guys talking about it, I figured I got to share this with you guys.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Frank. I had a similar situation when I was seizing up because of hyperventilation in a swanky New York City hotel room, and several good-looking firemen busted into the room. And
yeah, but they're male firemen.
What's that?
They were male firemen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were male firemen. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's
why you were a fireman. And you felt like you were emasculated.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It was horrible because I was there. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. And there they were with Gina, who I just started dating several months prior to that. And yeah.
How did Gina handle that? Was she a little bit embarrassed or anything?
No, she was good. She was good with it. She was happy that I didn't die, you know, on her watch.
Did she go in the ambulance with you?
Of course, yeah. Into the hospital, the whole thing. Yep.
Did the ingredients work in other ways?
Yeah, but
they did.
Yeah, but it's obviously major side effect.
Wasn't great. I know it was a major side effect. I'm just wondering if there was any relief offered.
Any relief?
Chubby stick.
Is that a dog treat, the chubby stick? Is that where that's from? Yeah, I thought so. By the way, did you go home, Eddie, and did you sneeze at your dogs? Did you fake sneeze at your dogs?
No, I forgot. I'm going to try that this
weekend. I did. Now,
did it work?
I don't know, because the guy said on this 2 million like viewed TikTok that if you go at your dog, that because that's what they do to other dogs to communicate that they're just trying to play, that the dog will look at you and say, oh, my God, the human learned your language.
Here's the thing I need you, what you got to do.
Yeah.
Today, you go home, you see Elvis, sniff his butt. He'll love it, and he'll realize that you want to play with him.
Stop that.
So I did do it when I went home. And they both looked at me like looked up, but then I'm just thinking, wait a second, is this just a trick? Because you do that to any dog, they're gonna look at you like weird, right?
Oh, you're an animal.
It was like, so they did look at me and they were like, huh? But I don't think it was like, oh, you speak our language. It's like, why are you doing that fake sneezing? What is that? Why?
Now, once you did that, did you do anything after that?
No, I just looked at them for their reaction.
I did see one guy go lay in his dog's bed,
mm-hmm,
and watched the dog come in who wanted to climb in the bed, and there was obviously no room because the human was in the bed.
Yeah.
And he was making a point about how his dog was getting annoyed at him for being in his bed.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You might want to try that one.
Yeah. You know what? I have this, we have two dogs now, Elvis and Cash. And Cash has been, you know, at first Elvis didn't want any part of Cash. Now they're best friends. But Cash got that anal gland problem.
Oh, yeah, he's got to drag his ass on the floor.
You're a disgusting pig.
He hasn't done that yet. We have to give him, like, these gland X things, but, like, occasionally there'll be, like, a little... You want to talk about smells like fish? There'll be, like, a little dot of something, like, on,
yeah,
like,
the terrible cat.
And you're
it's
like,
terrible.
You're like, what is that? And then you go down, because you're like, huh, I wonder what this is. You go down and smell, it's like...
Oh, no. I'm leaking out of my butt again. No.
Well, maybe there's somebody around here walking around with a leaky gland.
I don't think that's why the commissary smells like fish.
Yes.
No, stop that. Your ass smells like fish.
All right, what a way to end this.
Yes.
The week here. So we got a sports minute, and then we'll send it out to Fanatics Fest at BT and Sal. Hopefully they're pumping this program on speakers throughout Fanatics Fest so everybody can hear what we're talking about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.